Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Tonight on Nightly Pop, we're going to give baby Ro some advice on her mom. Do you have any advice?
DM her.
I did not spread a rumor. I heard a rumor. Okay, well, you know what? I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties.
I heard from somebody here.
I mean, Teresa's argument is maybe the dumbest I've ever heard. I don't spread rumors. I hear rumors, and then I tell people at parties. Keep falling.
This thirst trap is
effective.
But I'm a big fan. I'm gonna go buy an old album.
Slide to bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop. Tone, you are back.
I am back.
On a very special night, yes, actually.
I heard.
This is special because Hunter and I are officially godparents.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard.
Congratulations.
We're godparents.
Thank you so much.
Dysfunctional, but we're there.
And it hasn't been anointed yet either. Like, Morgan and Jordan have not said that they're godparents.
This is unofficially official, but we going to just say it anyway. So congratulations to Morgan and Jordan on their new baby girl, Ro. And we don't know anything about parenting, but we do know all about Morgan. Okay, so Hunter, we're going to give baby Ro some advice on her mom. Do you have any advice?
I do have some advice. Ro, if you want to communicate with your mom effectively, DM her. That's the best way. That's the only way she's going to know that you're talking to her.
She is not going
to
answer your calls, baby. But if you are in school and you got a problem, you better DM mama. She will be right there.
Immediately.
She answers
that's the best
very
signal.
Quickly.
That's the best signal.
Yes.
That's it.
All right, guys, let's get started. The Jersey Housewives returned last night. Things got nasty. Okay, so Teresa spent half the episode spreading rumors that Jackie's husband, Evan, is a cheater. And she actually did it at his birthday party.
What is it that you heard?
I don't know. Like, that Evan does stuff at the gym.
What the f*** is she doing right now?
I heard he does stuff, does he?
Since Teresa is the one who put this rumor out there, I need her to be the one who shuts it down.
Did you ever hear the saying, when was there's smoke, there's fire?
I need you to admit this was a lie.
I did not spread a rumor. I heard a rumor.
Okay, well, you know what? I heard that Gia snorts coke in the bathroom at parties, okay? I heard it.
I don't know where I heard it from. I mean, I heard from somebody.
You're a bitch.
I mean, but it's the same thing. So how is that not the same?
Now you're
how is it not the same?
Go yourself.
Not the same.
You.
You're
Teresa's argument is maybe the dumbest shit I've ever heard. I don't spread rumors. I hear rumors,
and then
I tell people at parties.
I feel like when you attack someone's family, I mean, I know that's not her husband isn't her kid, but to me that's still like very sensitive territory. When you attack someone's family, you don't get to like prepare the rules of war. You know what I mean? You don't get to say, well, we can only insult each other's husbands, or we can only insult. If you come for me, I can come for you any way I want to. It doesn't matter. Morally, that's out the window. So while it is kind of shady for her to bring her daughter into it, Teresa really started this.
And don't do it at a party. We all supposed to be having a good time, and then you're going to break it up with this. I'm sure it's an open bar.
Exactly.
It's also just like, if the rumor affects you, like if it is something that bothers you, it has something to do with your shit, maybe talk about it ever. But if it has nothing to do with you,
yeah,
keep mind your business. Yeah. Who cares if her husband's cheating? Don't tell other people.
It's clear you do not watch Real Housewives.
No,
this is what all the arguments are based on, is rumors and talking about each other. So that's pretty much the name of the game.
Well, they should go to therapy, all of them.
Tone, you sticking up for your significant other at a party?
How long we been together?
What? You gotta be together. What if you're together?
How long have we been together? I may not want to back this up. We've been going out for
9 months.
Nine months? Yeah, I'm sticking up for you.
No.
Do you have a key yet?
A key?
To my
place? To your house?
Yeah.
No.
Then,
what if it's just your date?
It could be a rumor. I don't invest in that.
You know, I really have learned a lot about you these last few days. I'm a little disappointed.
You know what? See, that's what it's going to be coming from me.
I already know. You see a black man in a pink shirt, you know there's trouble coming. And he's light-skinned, it's going to be a problem. I already knew it.
This is a soft salmon. Thank you.
This is a soft salmon. With a beard?
Soft salmon.
Ladies, pride. We're going to talk about Courtney and Travis because they recently went Instagram official. That's a big deal.
Congrats.
But there is already some shade being thrown by Travis's ex-wife. Now she posted a sexy photo of herself and apparently liked a comment that read, "That broad don't got nothing on you. Travis downgraded big time." Do we love this pettiness? I mean, liking a comment these days is a big deal.
That's like a...
It's a cosign.
It's an endorsement. Yeah, for sure. So I think that that's shady. I think don't like the comment. Don't delete the comment. Don't hide the comment.
Right.
But don't like it yourself because it looks, again, it's petty.
Right.
With this behavior, she should be on Real Housewives. I know the show.
It's so messy. But also, like, you know, you throw something out there on Instagram. Now y'all together. That's a new engagement,
yeah.
Right? That's
mm-hmm.
like throwing a picture up.
Yeah.
Like, that's we together. And then you come in. Because we all look, right? I mean, you still, you know.
What do you mean, look at what? Your ex's stuff?
Because you want to make sure they, you know, they okay.
My exes are blocked, so I can't go look at their stuff. That's once I'm gone, you're dead. So I don't even know if they still exist. What?
I like to, because
you wish them well.
Most of my breakups have been nice and
have they? Or you think they have been?
True breakups have been nice.
Okay.
There's been some dates that did not continue after some bull. So I don't check up on them, but the other people, I'm like, look at her still breathing and stuff.
Do you want to see your exes? Do you want your exes to see you shine?
Yes, 1,000%. All I want is to be so successful that it's impossible to ignore me. Do you understand how great it is knowing that, like, most women out in LA watch red carpet after shows?
Right.
Or pre-shows, and then we got to do it. I ruined that for her. I ruined it.
Oh my
she
God.
Could never watch Whoa. The again without seeing a commercial for Nightly Pop. And it feeds
okay.
me.
Hunter, let's move on to Toni Braxton. Have y'all seen this bitch? She's out here looking snatched at 53. I'm so upset. She posted a sexy video of herself just strutting down the street with the caption, "Age ain't nothing but a number." So I don't know why I keep falling. 53.
No. It's a very sexy way to check the mail.
This thirst trap is...
effective.
You know, I hate to just be like, she's 53, because 53 is not old, but...
Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm a big fan. I'm going to go buy old album.
She's just... I feel like if somebody else posted this or, you know, was a little bit younger, we'd be like, oh, they're thirsty. They're just trying to get attention. But I think once you hit a certain age and you still look good, you can strut as much as you want to.
I agree. I need a napkin. I think I'm drooling.
Let's talk about Hunter because he is feeling extra lonely this month for obvious reasons. So what? We're going to pimp him out. One lucky viewer will get to experience a FaceTime date with Hunter March himself. I'm excited for this.
I am excited too. It's been quite a while. I do get excited to talk to the fans. We've done like some Instagram lives. People have come on, but this will be like a one-on-one because I don't know how to pick somebody
right.
for myself. Nina's going to be picking who I go on the date with based on your guys' video
Ooh,
submissions.
Yeah.
Nina knows what I need in my life. So you're going to head over to Nightly Pop's Instagram and submit a video about what makes you the perfect date in general.
Come correct or don't come at all, ladies. I don't play that. So
most women with me.
Know. Hopefully
don't
you're very dysfunctional. I'm going to pick the most dysfunctional person.
I can't wait to see this. What do you do on a FaceTime date? What do you do? How do you do? Did you just talk?
You just
yeah,
talk.
You can get like some alcohol. You know, you guys can have drinks together.
Do you start drinking beforehand or do you start drinking with?
I might have a little drink before to warm up.
Loosen up a little bit?
You set it up, get a little ring light situation, smoke a little joint. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking, not me, I don't know.
If we play the date on camera and I'm eating a quesadilla, you know I took your advice. It's like...
Exactly. Hunter's fun after he had a little toke.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but I am fun.
You know what I heard? This is not a rumor, though. This is not a rumor.
Listen, you guys, we are going to show some submissions throughout the week and then air their adorable date next Thursday, okay? So get ready. If you want to be on camera, make sure you go ahead and get that face beat.
What if nobody submits? Can I quit the show and we never talk about it?
If nobody submits, then that just means they're intimidated by your success.
How about this?
Let's just take a break. Coming up, a crying housewife insists she's happy in her sexless marriage. Plus, where do you draw the line between romance and stalking?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to Nightly Pop. Okay, so part two of the Salt Lake City Housewives reunion did not disappoint. So the weirdest moment has to be Mary explaining her marriage to her step-grandfather. Now, she's unhappy, but happy, we think.
And you've been married for?
22 years.
22 years. Mm-hmm. And are you physical?
Maybe since the last few years, no.
Do you sleep in the same bed?
No.
You have separate bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Got it.
You can't go through a marriage for 22 years and be happy. Like every single Chanel, he's buying it for me. All my designer things, Robert Sr. has gotten for me. And we're happy.
Sis?
That's a different kind of happiness than I've ever seen.
It's like everything she said was the worst answer she could have said.
Yeah, like this is not convince us, girl. This is what I say when, you know, we've had this debate before when Morgan's been here and, you know, about like looking for love and what do you look for? And you know, obviously someone having their own is important and being, you know, ambitious is important, but money is not everything. Like these Chanel bags, you know, they're
not. Hey, man,
not...
22 years worth of Chanel bags.
Yeah, I mean, she's got every Chanel bag imagined.
I agree with this separate beds thing, though.
The separate beds?
I'm okay with this idea.
Hmm.
I'm okay with this. You can come over to my bed sometimes. I can come over to your bed. But
wait
sometimes,
a minute.
Let me sleep how I want to sleep.
You said you just got a king bed. That's a lot of room.
Don't we having our personal conversation? I was at home when we talked about this.
He doesn't even have sheets on it. He told us that this morning.
Hey,
so
hey,
you remember when he was spreading rumors about me earlier? This is not a rumor. This is fact. But I think it's just really sad hearing this. I feel like it's so sad that she started crying as she talked about
her. Look at her.
Her
I mean,
life.
She looks miserable.
The other chick was in the bag, like she understood the Chanel bag. And she was like, I get it.
All right, well, we gonna wish the best for her. And let's move on to Grey's Anatomy star Jesse Williams and his girlfriend, Taylor Paige. Now, she just told GQ how they fell in love. She said she went to a healer who predicted that she would fall for a mysterious man with a J and his name. Then Taylor had a vision of being in bed with Jesse the night before they met. What do you guys feel about this? Do you guys feel like this is really romantic and fate, or do you feel like it's a little stalker adjacent?
Depends on what you tell me.
Okay.
Like if you know that move, like if I wake up in the morning and you already looking at me and then you tell me this, if I wake up, you like, you know, I knew this was gonna happen. I'd be like, yo, get the out of bed. You need a separate bedroom. Like, that's what I would say.
Okay.
But like, I think it's cute for a woman to say that. Like, if you tell me at the right time, I think it can be cute.
Okay.
Like a few weeks in and you're like, you know, by the way, this is gonna sound crazy, but I had a dream that we were.
Yeah.
I do feel like
I also met a basically talked to this healer who said a guy with a J.
Yeah, it's pretty vague though. It wasn't even Jay in the beginning of the name. It was just like, he's just gonna have a J somewhere. Ask him what his middle name is, ask him what his mom's maiden name is. There's a J somewhere in there.
But listen, his name is Tom. Your name is Hunter. There's no J's in that name. J is specific. This has actually happened to me where I've had like a premonition dream before. Mine was about my man cheating, and he was. But it still was a dream.
When'd you tell him?
Oh, gosh.
The next day. I was like, I had a dream.
Did he admit it? What time was it? Was it at night? Was it the middle of the night? I have
questions. If you catch a man groggy, bitch, you could get a lot of information. Like, just remember that. Press him in the a.m., okay? Not in the afternoon after his brain has warmed up. That is my tip to everybody. It's all right. Now, we're talking about loving. A new survey says that men with facial hair are the best in bed. Also topping the list, men with brown eyes, piercings, and tattoos make the best lovers. So, Hunter, Tone, are you guys falling in line with... You both have brown eyes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Tell me some I don't know, you know?
You don't have tattoos. Do you have tattoos?
I do not have tattoos.
No tattoos, but you both have beards.
I'm getting a tattoo pretty soon.
Okay.
Now that I've heard about this survey. So, I'll have that one solved, and I'll get a piercing, you know? You have piercings?
Mm-hmm. You do? Mm-hmm. Shut up. You do?
I live outside of the studio.
Where's your piercing?
We're not talking about this.
Tone, go like this. Go like this with your shirt. Pull your shirt down tight.
Tone, what?
Wow.
Did you get a ring or did you get a like
this
a,
beard ain't
a
for no reason. You think I got this lustrous for no reason?
I will say, I don't know about the piercing thing, but I will say beards, tattoos, here for it.
That's Nina's type.
Oh. Yeah.
If you got a tattoo, loving tattoos, if you got neck tattoos, chest tattoos, weakness.
I'm the same way.
You like a good neck tattoo.
I love a tattoo. Ooh, neck tattoo.
I even
chest
like a
tattoo? You get a chest tattoo?
Do you?
I like women with neck tattoos.
Don't let that be old English. Ooh, my inner thought comes out. I can't.
If it looks like it was done with
you
a cassette
LA
player
anywhere?
And
you
a big
got an
pen,
LA tattoo
it's Nina's
on you.
Type.
Did you
love
say?
It. You get a little Cali
did
tattoo.
You say old English?
I love the old English font.
Oh my
god. Or
goodness.
Cursive. Cursive on the chest is cute too. It's my weakness. I fight my inner thought every time.
If a man has the year he was born somewhere on his stomach, Nina loses her.
I like a little hood in my man. You know.
What if it's a cursive tattoo of his ex's name?
Oh no, no.
But what if it's an old English? You can't really read it.
we gotta go. Coming up, is it cheating if your guy likes other women's sexy pictures? We will find out next.
Yes.
Welcome back. Daily Pop has Feel Good Friday. So Nightly Pop is going to have up Thursday.
Yeah. Okay.
That's what we gonna do. All right. It's about to get a little messy because these couples have some issues. So who is ready for Love is Dead?
I'm ready.
All right. Now we have to wait an entire year for Valentine's Day. The next one, you know, just came. But this guy will never forget the thoughtful gift his wife just gave him.
Since everybody's sharing what they got their significant other for Valentine's Day, I thought I'd share mine. So I got my husband this cute little box, filled it with pictures, all the girls' photos that he's been liking on Instagram. Hope he likes it. Hey, babe. Babe.
Yeah.
I got you something.
What happened? What the hell is this?
All the pictures you've been liking on Instagram.
Oh, very nice.
Didn't even realize. I love that.
I don't think he knows how to respond. Do you guys think that this was way too petty?
No, I like it. I
love it.
I like that he just went, this is really sweet that you put this together. But the craftsmanship is amazing. Thank you, baby.
She thought she was going to get him. He was like, yo, I really like this.
I kind of agree, though, that if you're in a relationship, don't like thotty photos of other people. It's a little...
Are you a picture liker?
Not really, but I mean, but I'm in person. Like, if I have a girlfriend and I see someone in person I like, I'm like, yo, check this out. That's, look at that ass. Like,
she, that's more my type.
Yeah.
I've been with a guy or a guy I'm dating and be like, she's bad. You know, like,
yeah.
That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, but have you ever seen a hot guy walk in and go, damn, that dude's
no, never.
Yeah, see, that's never. What it is, though, for what he's doing. I wouldn't do that probably to a partner.
If a girlfriend that I have goes, hey, that good dude's good looking, I'd be like, man, you right, that's a good looking guy
you
right there.
You wouldn't mind?
No.
Okay.
If a woman said that in front of me, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah, you can't go lie about someone being attractive.
Yeah.
As long as the person that they're attracted to is out of their league, it doesn't bother me.
That's...
All right, so this sounds like a nightmare. A Ukrainian couple decided to chain themselves together for 3 months to test their relationship. They have to do everything together, including going to the bathroom right next to each other. Would you guys be in for this, or is this just a little too much?
I don't want to see anybody this much.
Agreed.
No one. No one.
You're talking to the man whose ideal relationship is in New York while he's in L.A.
I like it long distance. I prefer a long distance thing.
You like your space.
Thing.
You like a big bed. Like, you hey. Like big distance.
To me, I would love if I met somebody who I wanted to spend that much time with. Yeah. It would be amazing. I haven't met that person.
Yeah, dude, being that locked up, being in the same room, cool. We have to use the bathroom together. That's doing too damn much.
I couldn't stay in a studio apartment with somebody that long. And now chained up? Man, get out of here. Yeah. I can't
exactly.
do that.
We too grown for this. All right, guys. And cheating is probably the ultimate betrayal in a relationship. But can it get worse from there? Apparently, it can.
Ditch with the moment you knew your relationship was...
When I questioned him why there was an urn in our living room and later found out it was so he could cheat on me and tell people that's the reason there's still pictures of me up in our house and why there's womanly decor was because I'm dead.
Oh, whoa. I don't even know what to say. Like, you gonna kill me? You gonna kill me in your fantasy so you can cheat? Why wouldn't he just leave her?
Why would you have to leave her if you have such a brilliant story?
I mean, I'm not saying it's right. I'm
that
just saying it is very innovative.
It is innovative, but I would, if I went to a guy's house and this was happening, I would leave. That's creepy to me. I wouldn't want to hook up with a guy with women's stuff hanging up and the urn sitting there and him saying he's mourning. I don't want to hook up with you.
No, he's not saying that. Like, it could have been something that happened like a year ago, and he's just like, listen, it was a good life.
I'm finally getting back out there. I think that urn life is pretty ingenious.
You guys are really twisted.
What do you even buy an urn?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
I mean, to a lot just of use urn? Look like urns. You could get a vase.
You just got to get a lid on the vase.
Did he put ashes in it? Like, what is going on? You got barbecue up in there?
That's the thing. You don't even have to put ashes in an urn. If you tell someone an urn, no one's double checking.
Ain't nobody checking for ashes.
No one's going.
No one's checking.
Oh, okay.
I have never checked an urn.
But what's the move? What's the move? Like he's getting into it, and then he's like, you know what? This is awkward. Let me put this. And then he puts it in the shelf at the bottom so that now
weird.
We can have our connection. So it's like, let's get her out of the room.
Or bring her in. A little threesome.
A little threesome?
You know what?
Sprinkle
on
the ashes?
On that note, we are out of time, Tone. Thank you so much for hanging with us again. You guys come back soon. You guys, we'll see you next week with all new shows, and we'll meet the first possible dates for Hunter. I'm watching you. Set your DVRs. See you later.